Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for November 15th. So I'm glad to say that waking up this morning, I could definitely feel the shift that had happened. And you'll know what I'm talking about if you're somebody who's an energetically sensitive or an empath. So it seemed really like since Thursday, Wednesday, maybe even of last week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's a lot of days. We were getting bombarded energetically with these energy waves that were coming in. And when I say the term waves, I mean literally because what does a wave do? It comes in and then it goes back and it comes in and then it goes back. And that's kind of what was happening. So if you were feeling it, then you would have been feeling like the ups and the downs. It's like the roller coaster energy. And there's something that happens, and you can let me know in our Facebook group or send an email if this is something that you experience as well. I don't know very many people that do, and I know that I'm one of the oddest people sometimes when it comes to ascension and energy experiences. You name it, I've had it. But I will get when these energy waves are coming through, it's literally like there is a break in the realm. So meaning like we are like, you know, people talk about October being, you know, the veil is the thinnest, so you can feel the energy between the realms the most. Well, I find that when these energy waves are coming through, that's what happens on the planet energetically. So it's almost like the high frequencies come in, and it's like we become split with other realms. And so they're like energy leaks, they're saying to me right now. And so it's almost like these, and follow me. I hope you can follow me a little bit. I know it sounds a little out there, but this is my reality. There feels like there are like these rips or tears in our realm. And it's like these little, they're like portals, right? The best description, I guess I can say it is a portal. So think of an energy door that opens up, like, you know, randomly in random places, and allows other energies to come through it. And so when we're getting these waves that are coming in, it's like when it's like high tide comes in, the energy is very, very high. And then these portals open up. And so for me, the portal energy allows energies to come through, like energetic beings, energetic parasites, energy, you name it, energy. It's all energy, right? And when it comes through, it actually physically causes my body to move. So it's literally like something's coming in and it like jolts me or moves me or jerks me. And so let me know, because I'd be curious to know if any of you guys out there are experiencing it. I know it's hard, guys, isn't it, when you have ascension symptoms to describe your symptom and help, you know, make sense of it to other people so that they can say, yeah, that I've had that experience or I felt that experience. I know you take me all the way back to like 2007 when my ascension symptoms kicked into full gear. And I was, you know, seeing all of the Western doctors because I thought something was wrong with me. And, you know, I can remember being in a neurologist's office and talking to her about my solar plexus, and she had no idea what a solar plexus was. Like, okay, that just shows me how limited your scope of medicine is. So let me know if you guys have been having that experience. If you feel it's like an energetic push or an energetic shove. And it's very interesting because I also will get that feeling, when I'm doing, when I have a busy week with readings, and I always say it's like some spirits' personalities are very strong, and I will get that like pushing as well with the waves that come through. So is there a connection there? They keep on flashing the word realms to me. So very interesting that kind of is showing up again. I actually had and I'll share this just with you guys. I'm not going to share it publicly, but I had a really very an interesting dream last week where, and they only gave me little bits and pieces that I could remember, recall after. I couldn't remember the whole thing, which is sad because it was very interesting. But the gist of it all was that I was being interviewed, and it was like, there was another person there with me as well. And they were interviewing us about our, and I don't think this was we were on Earth being interviewed, because they were interviewing us about our mission that we had been given on Earth, about the mission. And it was about us being able to travel realms, so travel through the different realms. And it was almost like they'd sent us to Earth to be able to do this as like kind of like in a guinea pig way. So kind of like as in a, well, let's see how they can do this. Let's see how well they do. And yeah, and that, so, I'm not making this stuff up, honestly. So, but there's that tie into the realms, right? There's that leak about the realms, which is kind of interesting. Oh, and you know what's funny? Just came to me, guys. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a new show on TV and it's called La Brea. I don't know if anybody has seen that. I'd been recording it because I was hoping my husband and I could watch it together. But he has no interest in it. I tried last night, but I watched the first episode last night and you can check it out because it's interesting how that it's a sinkhole that happens in Los Angeles. And it's like on the other end of the sinkhole, like on the other end of the universe and the world, there's like an alternate reality or an alternate realm. Yeah. So I wonder if like the guy that's writing that is having the same kind of experiences that I'm having. Is that interesting? Okay. So what's happening for us this week? Well, you guys know that the full moon, we have the full moon happening on the 19th, which, by the way, happens to be our live together. So we're doing our live this week, which will be Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check your time zones. And we're going to be doing our mediumship and our psychic readings. So that's going to be tons of fun. So get, if you haven't yet, kind of think of what you kind of want, create an intention for coming there. Like, is there something that you'd like to ask spirit? Is there a specific area in your life that you'd like some insight or guidance into? Or maybe would just like to make a connection with the loved ones in spirit. So bring that with you for Friday. I hope that everybody can make it there. The more we have, the more energy I have to work with, and it makes my job that much easier. But that will also be the full moon. So it will be interesting to see how my channeling skills are. It's also the beginning of the eclipse season. So we're starting the eclipse season. We have two back-to-back eclipses. So happening on the... And so you guys know that comes in with the full moon, new moons, right? So the full moon, which will be the 19th, that's the full moon energy. So that is, all about the conclusions, right? Like we've got, this is the sun and the moon energy. And then a week later on December 4th, we have our second eclipse, which is going to be the solar eclipse. And then that is bringing in the sun energy, right? So again, when they were showing me this, they were talking about the balance. So having those two things so close together brings balance or equilibrium, they're showing me right now, to the planet. So like on all levels. And literally they're showing me all levels. So this is going to be the opportunity for you to balance yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually, all levels. You're going to have the opportunity. It's like, and it's interesting because they showed me, and I've never seen that before, an hourglass, you know, the sand hourglasses, and they like showed me that. So like there is something to do there with about timing, making sure that we do this in the proper time. You guys have heard of divine timing, right? We know and trust that everything always happens when it's supposed to happen, when it needs to happen. So this will be, I'm feeling like we're going to get a little bit of a break energetically throughout the week. We don't have any major things. We have a KP of 4. So just some mild geostorm activity happening tomorrow, but we're sitting at a 1 right now, so it's relatively quiet. Bumping up to a 4, you guys might notice a little bit of a difference, a little bit of a excess energy come through with that. But there's nothing major that's going to be coming through. So I feel like they're going to kind of let us have a little bit of a break, a little bit of a rest, and then it's like, you know, game on for Friday. Like I feel like there's going to be like that big opening that comes through. They showed me, it's interesting because they keep talking to me about higher frequencies or the shift in frequencies around the planet. And when I tuned into the planet today, they showed me like this golden mist around the entire planet. And it's almost like it's like a, you know, like a healing energy, but it's also like the energy of gold. So think about gold. What does gold give you? It's like that empowerment, right? That strength, the durability. I feel like all of that is kind of being sent to us, energetically. It's kind of like, you know, when you stand outside in the rain and there's like that mist, that misty rain, and it just kind of like lightly coats your entire body. This is what they're showing me with the gold coming over top of the planet. So like having that mist kind of cover everything. So including us. Again, I feel like this is, they're helping us, that this is being sent to help us. And there is some connection there to the gold, to gold, you know, like actual, like the bricks of gold, like the actual gold. We'll see what they're not giving me more about it, but they're showing me that they'll show me little things and then they'll show an expansion of it. So meaning there's more to it. We're just not giving it all right now. So we'll see what comes if they give some more out of there. So they also said to me, they gave me the word macrocosm. And guys, I'm not going to lie. You know, I sometimes make up words. So I often sometimes when I'm doing my channeling, if I write down a word that they give me and I feel like I've made it up and it's not an actual word or it's not a word that I use often, I'll put a question mark beside it and then I'll go and look it up to make sure that it's an actual word. And so this happened to be, you know, of course, I'm sure some of you guys know this. We've heard of the microcosms, right? That's the... But if you look it up, they go together. So they gave me macrocosm. And I like this too, because when I go to look something up, it'll because there's a meaning there. They want me to read something or see something there. And so if you go and you can look up the microcosm, macro, two different words. So look them up, microcosm, macrocosm. And so when we look it up, it says the belief in correspondence between the universe and man, between the microcosm and the macrocosm. So man being the microcosm and the universe being the macrocosm. And I thought that was kind of interesting. And they put it in together with that golden mist, like they tied those two together. And so the belief in correspondence. So is that about our third eye waking up for us more? So about us having the knowing of the connection of how we are all connected? Is that going to be the, you know, also they gave me information about solidarity. So is that all about us coming together, like the whole thing coming together? And that's the purpose of what we're experiencing right now. They also gave me around that right after that. They said waking up from a slumber. And so I really feel like, again, you know, they had been saying to me for a while about people coming online, souls coming online. I really feel like that is going to be happening. So they're talking about waking up from a slumber. So I feel like we're going to have a lot of souls that are going to be having aha moments or stepping into their waking, their ascension. So this will be a very interesting time for us to be part of. They showed me again the children. And so if you guys are watching mainstream media at all right now or any of the news, you're going to see that they are targeting the children with the vaccinations. And just that in itself, it should be questioned by anybody, even if you are, you know, if you're pro-vax and, you know, and you're following that. You have to ask yourself, just in this particular regard, why we would need to vaccinate children that have a, you know, they have like a 99.9% recovery rate from this virus. So meaning their immune systems are very strong because, of course, they're healthy and they don't have the stress that we have and all of that good stuff. But we haven't had any children die from the virus unless they had a secondary condition, right? Unless they had actually something physically wrong with them prior to having the virus. So that should be a red flag to everybody. Why would they be then now wanting to give a medicine where it's not needed? And I'm sure that if, you know, hopefully you have other sources of information and you're also having the awareness and knowing that this medicine is causing a lot of complications. So, like, you know, the biggest one being death, but obviously problems with the heart, right? So we're talking about inflammation of the heart coming in from taking this medicine. And so we're seeing, in a, you know, one of the things that happened was the mandate for children to be able to play sports in, you know, hockey, all of the indoor, they were making sure that they had to have the vaccination. So unfortunately with that, what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of deaths in children. We're also seeing a lot of the heart disease in children now. You're also going to see that in athletes, right? We're seeing that come up as well. When I asked about this, they said, we're going back to the beginning. We're going back to the beginning. And they also gave me the word sacrifice. And so I know that this is going to be hard for some people to wrap their heads around, but I want you guys to know this, that no soul ever leaves this planet without a purpose, without the reason behind it. There's no accident. There's no coincidence behind that. When a soul takes an exit, it's for a purpose. And so I know that it's a hard pill to swallow. And I know that it is, will make some people feel very emotional. But when a child leaves, when a soul, in a child body leaves the planet, it's for a reason. It causes a ripple effect. And so is this the reason why that this is happening with the children, that it's the sacrifice? Is this the one thing that is going to wake everybody up about what's happening with this plandemic and with the medicine that they're calling medicine, which is actually poison? Is that what's happening? Is this the sacrifice? Is this what has to happen in order to wake everybody up, that the eyes need to come to the children? We'll find out. We'll find out how that is going to play out, because of course they keep on showing me, this flu season, coming into flu season, we're going to have a lot of things happen. There's going to be a lot of things coming to the surface for us to see. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Just remind yourself about this, though, when you're, especially if you're an empath or sensitive, have an understanding that, again, when we use the word sacrifice, it's because it's for the greater whole, right? Again, one thing that mediumship has taught me is that there's no such thing as death and dying the way we've been programmed to believe. So know that if there are children that are passing, it's incredibly sad, of course it is, but it's for the greater whole, and it's going to cause a ripple effect. So, and maybe that's what some people need in order to wake up. So for you guys, for all of us, they said to us, so I said, what are we supposed to do with all of that? How are we supposed to get through this? What's the easiest way for us to get through this all? And they said we need to raise the frequency. We need to keep raising the frequency. And I said, well, that's great. So how do we do that? And so they said, it's through our voice and our actions. So this is not a time. And when they gave that to me, they showed me the people sitting on the fence. And if you guys know me, I've never been a fence sitter. And fence sitters drive me crazy. You guys know what I mean by that? Those are people that are just, they're not picking a side. They're kind of like sitting back and being quieted. That sometimes I call it the head in the sand. And so now's not the time to be doing that. Now is the time to be using your voice and your actions, and then also trusting your intuition, trusting the way things make you feel. And so this is interesting, because that all ties in with then recognizing fear in yourself and in others. And so this is also, we would know this as resistance, right? We know what frequency resistance comes from. It comes from fear. And so it's easy for us to recognize this in other people, because we often will have like a knee-jerk reaction about it towards them. But we also need to have this recognition within ourselves. And so this is going to be really, really important. So remember, even when we're talking about using our voice and having actions, it has to come from a place of love. It cannot come from a place of fear. So you have to be expressing yourself through the frequency of love. And in order to do that, you have to kind of be clear on what side of the fence you're on, right? If that makes sense. And here's the thing about it is we have to remind ourselves, we can't be on our side of the fence and then hold judgment against people on the other side of the fence, because then we're holding the vibration or the frequency of fear. So what we can do is we can clearly choose our side of the fence, what side of this whole thing that we're on, and then we can have just a neutral energy towards those that have not, that are not on the same side as we are. So we don't have anger towards them. We don't have animosity towards them. We don't have judgment or shame. We don't have any guilt towards them. We don't have any of that, because if we have any of that, it lowers our frequency. And if it lowers our frequency, then everything we're doing doesn't make any sense.